Oh, you fucking knob jockey. Always going, oh, you need to be careful. Oh, you need to, don't carry it over there. Then suddenly just punch a copy into your MacBook. Vessels and boats. The camera's on. The camera is on. That is staying in.
Yeah, but the mic's not.
I don't care. The camera will pick up the audio. Go fuck yourself. I don't know why I'm so aggressive today. Must be the coffee. Hello, Internet. I'm Potterball.
I'm the Orbiter.
We're the Think Song Read today.
Yes, we are.
No one said that you can say.
I'm on my second cup of coffee.
Yeah, because you punched the last one.
Yeah, I know, but you told me off last week for being too meh. What was it? Blarg. Blarg was the word you used, so.
He's not been out all day today, so he's had time to get hyped.
No, but you fucking woke me up on the only lie-in that I get when I didn't get home until after 2 a.m.
My sleep schedule doesn't really... My sleep pattern is just like, fuck you, you're going to get up at 9. I didn't want to get up at 9.
Nor did I.
There was also a power cut.
But there was?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realise.
That's nothing to do with anything. Shall we get on with the show?
Yeah. Oh, it's news. Our news.
What's it?
On with the show. So, next segment... Oh yeah, just before though, it's part of the intro kind of thing. It's kind of what do you call it? Transmogrifying? No, what's transmogrification? It's kind of coalescing. It's kind of coalescing into some kind of format now. I think the Bollocks Report. We were trying to fit so many different segments into it. It was becoming a big pain in the ass.
Transform in a surprising or magical manner.
Oh, no, it is transmogrifying then.
Abra cadabra.
So we're basically it is.
Oh wait, you are. Go cry. This is essentially
you
just
really
me.
Are a fucking knob, aren't you?
This podcast is just essentially me bullying the Orbiter.
No, it's not. It's bullying society in general.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, it's just becoming a news report thing with a couple of extra bits bolted on. News report. Like, we're... Mind you, we're as reliable and news-like savvy as the Murdoch Empire.
More.
Yeah.
We don't intentionally mislead people. I think they do.
They do.
But anyway, so generally just going to have news rundown, perspectives, and an extra bit. So that's less time, I guess.
No, it just means we can talk about the news for longer because we tended to be anyway. And it means we have less kind of, shit, what are we going to do? Kind of.
Yeah.
Just before we start recording, because we prepare. Well, you prepare, actually.
I do a little bit of preparation. Yeah. There will be some things missing this week, because I was lazy and I had prelims and I was stressed.
Which is it?
One of those.
Okay. Let's get on to the news rundown then, shall we?
Bing bong, bing bong, bing bong.
That's going on a loop. All the way through the news rundown.
Bing, bong, bing, bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, bong. I don't actually have to do it if it's going on.
No.
Yeah, I mean, you could just redo that while I just go bing, bong, bing, bing, bong, bing. Whatever pattern I was doing it in.
No, because then I would have to punch you.
Okay.
Like
Trump, but...
What's happening?
Less bold and racist.
US charges Huawei. I love the way you pronounce that. Huawei. When I see that on the news, it just makes me laugh. Huawei.
Hey.
With fraud, theft of technology, and obstruction of justice. What was that about? I did see it, but I didn't listen.
I think there's worries of spying from China, because it's a Chinese company. And there was some evidence of them using their phones, I think, to spy on people.
Oh.
I'm not entirely sure, but there's also, like, commercial theft as well. It's all
blindly well, Samsung have been, like, accused of that with Apple, haven't they, in the past?
It's all just wires, I don't know.
Excuse me, that's my bit of news for today.
May urges MPs to back demand to replace backstop.
That's not going to happen.
To replace the backstory.
With what? You have no plan. You just go, ooh, it's just going to magically work.
Do you know what I saw in the week was an interview with Dominic Raab, who was the Brexit secretary, admitting
one
that...
One of three?
Yeah, admitting that he'd never read the Good Friday Agreement.
Oh my fucking God.
Basically saying, well, it's not the kind of thing that you crack open when you're on the beach on holiday, is it? It's not a cracking good read kind of thing. It's like, no, but it's your fucking job.
I mean, it was David Davis's job to write a single fucking word other than the title of his redacted reports or whatever. But no, he still wouldn't do that.
Bunch of numpties.
It was also Chris Grayling's job to hire a fucking ferry firm that could do its job, but
no. These people are running our country.
Yeah. You kind of get, like, just the sense that adults have no clue what's going on.
Excuse me.
Neither do you. No one does.
Yeah, but I don't pretend to and try to run a fucking country.
Yeah, but I'm not, like, saying, oh, all the adults are fucking... I mean,
yeah, you are.
I'm just saying that
you kind
of
get a sense that adults don't have a clue what's going on.
As much as young people, even though a lot of them do... some of them do make out.
It's so ageist.
Fuck you.
You know, imagine if I sat here and said, you kind of get a sense that young people don't have a
the
clue
majority
what's going
of
on.
Our audience are probably on my side. So fuck you.
Well, all three of them.
Okay, Pete kind of sways up. Shit.
Yeah, he'll be polishing his head at the moment, furiously getting annoyed with you.
Okay. I'm sorry, Pete. We might have you on at some point, who knows?
Meow.
Don't sexualise Pete.
Well, sorry, I can't hear it yet because it's not up on Overcast yet.
You can edit that out. Okay. Want to read the next bullet point?
Facebook releases plans to allow a user of any of their apps to contact a user of another of their apps without having to register an account.
It's a very long-winded way of saying
you can message someone on Instagram from Messenger or...
Yeah.
Or they don't WhatsApp. Own Twitter, do they?
They own... No.
WhatsApp, they do.
WhatsApp is another one they own. But it's not going to get rid of end-to-end encryption on WhatsApp, which is a big selling point for some people.
All right, okay. I did wonder because I've had to install WhatsApp on my phone in the past because people were communicating on it that I needed to do business with, and
I think it's generally more secure for businesses.
Oh, right.
Okay. That's why there's a bunch of government group chats on there because it's got end-to-end encryption.
Next, Spray that again.
Tense diplomatic ties between France and Italy causing trouble in the EU.
Do you think they're stripy or spotty?
But anyway, yeah, I think it's because they've now got a populist, another one in Italy. So he's in support of the Yellow Vest protest.
I read something about Italy imposing a curfew on shops run by immigrants. Because I don't know if it actually went into practice, but they were saying about closing down shops run by foreigners at 9 o'clock because they were, well, the claim was that they were a den for alcoholism and drug taking.
You can still have that if they're closed.
But apparently, it's,
anything more so.
It is, as with a lot of things that have been going on all over the place recently. It is worryingly similar to this kind of things that were going on leading up to
another populist leader in Italy, you know. I don't know, was Mussolini populist?
I have no idea.
It's your turn.
He had a sister called Tortellini.
Are you... What?
Bitcoin has a record downward trend. Cool.
Yeah.
Is anything in Guinness Book of Records?
I don't think so.
Have they not had a record upward trend as well?
Yeah. It's a bit of an unstable currency.
Because it's a stable world.
It's just either really rapidly increasing in value or really rapid. Well, now quite rapidly decreasing in value. There've been people predicting that it's gonna decrease anytime soon for ages.
Mm.
I guess that's happening now.
Well, it might that's a bugger be... then. It's going to cost me a shed load more Bitcoin to buy a pint of milk now, isn't it?
Yeah, it only really matters for hackers.
Well, I don't know. I did hear that Bitcoin was behind a vast majority of the world's digital transactions underneath it all.
Yeah.
Like as a hidden layer, if you like, between banks and stuff like that.
I guess that makes sense. Again, encryption's quite useful in the digital world.
So, next.
Trump's private Scotland visit cost... He'd already done the visit. Cost police £3.2 million.
Did I not remember that the government said they were going to put up the money for that, the extra cost?
Put up the money?
Oh, it was a private Scotland visit. I don't know. There was something, I don't know if it's the same visit, but last year when he was supposed to be coming over and the police were saying, look, this is going to cost us a lot of money.
Yeah.
And the government said, well...
That was when he was meant to be going to London. Right. He did go to London.
Oh, this is a private Scotland visit. He did come up to Scotland as well that time. Was that a private visit?
This is a different visit.
Different one.
Because that was quite a while ago, because the Trump... Well,
why is it costing the police anything?
Because they don't want... to have the US president die in Scotland. I guess. And also, like, airport security as well.
But we'd be global heroes.
Yeah, I know, but, like, that would be a bit of a blow to foreign relations. It's like, well, the US president just happened to die here. I'm sorry about that. We didn't pay enough police to not get him killed.
Yeah,
like, he's kind of the most powerful man in the world right now, which is scary. Well... It's sort of debatable, but one of them.
I suppose if a president's going to be assassinated, they'd prefer it was on their own soil, eh?
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I think they'd rather not. I mean, some people would, but yeah.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi seen appealing to populism, neglecting reforms.
Yeah.
Why is this populism? I understand what populism is, but I'm just wondering why, how that label became attached to what we call populism. Is it
tub thumpers? Do you know what that is? So appealing just to...
Well, I know tub thumping was a single in the charts years ago by Chumbawamba.
Okay. policies that just appeal to sort of
populace.
Yeah, non-factual things. It's not just like statistics rolling off. It's like Trump, he can just make up something on the spot, like just slogans like build a wall. It's not going to be any use, but it looks nice.
So the origins of it would be saying anything to make you more popular, basically.
Yeah, but in a way that completely neglects that sort of political jargon.
Right.
Because it's seen as anti-establishment, which it's not, because they're the establishment now. So, you know, whatever. And they're still all the same problems. But, you know, common sense.
What's this next one?
Misinformation could multiply with deep fake videos. Now,
what's that about?
Basically, the way that computer graphics are going, they can actually fake someone's facial movements speech patterns.
So it's basically like photoshopping videos.
Kind of, but it's a lot more convincing.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can...
Well, I don't know, Photoshop can be pretty convincing on a photo, but...
On a photo, yeah. But you can actually get them to say stuff that they wouldn't say because you know their speech patterns and...
Yeah, yeah.
They're...
You can model their face.
So the right people... Well, the wrong people could use that to cause a lot of misinformation, which is worrying.
That's
And it's not like a conspiracy theory thing. I've seen a TED talk on it.
Yeah. Well, you see, I mean, some of the CGI you see in movies, it's
like
obviously scarily close to it.
Grand Moff Tarkin one.
Yeah. And what's his face in Tron 3 when they made him look like his younger self? Can't remember the actor's name.
Don't know.
Anyway, Russian fighter pilots flying with AI wingmen.
I thought they would already have been doing that with like autopilot, but I'm guessing this is a more intelligent form since it's news. Grenfell cladding removed from 15% of high-rises. Whilst that is something, it's really not enough.
Does that mean that 15% of high-rises had the cladding on them, or 15% of the ones that had the cladding on them have had them removed?
I'm guessing 15% of the ones that had Grenfell cladding on them, which I think was most of high-rises around the UK.
Well, the government, well, Theresa May certainly made it quite clear what she thought about the whole situation by not bothering to fucking turn up when the Queen decided she was going to go down there and take a trot around. But then I suppose the Queen could probably quite safely do that because she wouldn't be technically held ultimately responsible for a lot of the shit. Since
she doesn't
really stay out of politics now.
Generally, but there is a news item on that later.
Yeah.
Control over granaries becomes... it's actually your turn.
Is it?
Yeah.
Shall I go then?
Okay.
Control over granaries becomes crucial in Yemeni truce.
You know that big war that we're selling arms to the Saudis that's kind of fueling it?
So yeah, somebody... did they not start burning some down, some granaries?
Yeah, so people are starving. It's a massive humanitarian crisis, and a lot of the people there, I heard this on the radio, just saying, well, the way to solve it's just more war, but, you know.
Yeah, they were the people that were, helping the medics and stuff, weren't they?
Yeah.
Saying that.
I don't see that being any reasonable solution, because that's the way it's been for, I think, about 6 years.
Sad.
Yeah. Social media companies threatened with bans over harmful content. This was after, I think, somebody killed themselves after viewing... Well, they thought they killed themselves due to looking at self-harming content that was promoting that and saying it's linked to suicide.
Mm.
But they threaten something like this every couple of years, year. So I think it's going to happen. It seemed to be a little bit more noise this time. But
I think it's more complicated than simply just saying that, though, isn't it? It's kind of... I mean, one guy I saw being interviewed who's an expert on this sort of thing was saying that, you know, it can in some cases actually be helpful if they're able to access certain... material.
Oh yeah, a weird thing I learned from that. Nick Clegg's now something like vice president of Facebook.
Yeah,
like that's what he did
it
when
was him
he
that was saying it,
lost
actually,
his seat.
Apart from anything else, they can identify potential victims of self-harm.
Yeah,
you know, by
which I'm not entirely comfortable with on privacy basis, but
no,
I guess it's helpful.
It's a different world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank fuck I grew up pre-internet. Because if there was...
you could do all the drugs you wanted.
If there were videos of some of the shit I got up to. Anyway.
just confess to the camera. Look it straight in the eye just so it knows that you're talking. Or we can get a deepfake video of you saying some shit.
Are you being coercive?
No.
Right, okay. Samsung to ditch plastic packaging. Actually, this was something that came up in a conversation I was having with Star Stuff earlier. But it's about fucking time people stopped. I mean, it's not like they... bin bags. I was emptying the bins and, you know, we've got rolls of bin bags. And it's like, why now are we still selling? And we're going to start actually looking for the biodegradable stuff, because it's like there's no excuse for putting... I know there's laws that are going to be coming into place. Single-use plastics are going to become illegal, but I don't think they've actually, you know, there's a date that they've got until...
I think they've got some vague sort of Well, after the next election, we'll just see.
They need to get their asses in gear.
Yeah.
With this and all the global warming stuff, you know, it's...
Whilst, like, grassroots movements and the individuals will make a certain difference, unless the corporations actually mobilise and force us into those habits.
Co-op do it.
Because they sell it to everyone.
Co-op do it.
Yeah.
It's not like the Bags for Life ones, you can give them back in when they're worn out and they'll recycle them to make more Bags for Life. But the single-use ones are made out of the same stuff that our food recycling bags are made out of because it's biodegradable. So it's like, well, if one of them can do it, then they all can. You know.
Yeah.
No excuses. Anyway...
Major retailers warning no deal Brexit would leave shelves empty. It's on the BBC.
Yeah.
I think it's just getting to the point of why do people just keep saying, oh, well, it'll be fine. It's just all fear-mongering. And it's just like, no, they're pretty fucking serious. They know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I think...
Why would they lie about that?
Well, I'm trying to think sort of devil's advocate way, in a devil's advocate way, and think, well, you know, you could theoretically claim that they're trying to induce panic buying because that would be good for their profits. But the other thing I remember about hearing this article was that they were not specifically, but they were mostly talking about fresh produce.
Yeah, but that's still a worry because, like, I don't want to just be living on canned food like it's the nuclear fucking apocalypse.
I had to laugh though at seeing it, and I'm sorry accusing you of ageism earlier, and I'm going to say it was an old person that was being interviewed at Brexiteer, and he just in response to that news was saying on camera, well, you know, we could do with going without for a bit of time, it wouldn't do us any harm. It's like, what the
fuck?
Yeah, bring back the ration books.
Yeah, I think I saw a funny sort of meme thing about that with they seem to be able to remember the war which they weren't alive during or at least were very young during, but no memory of the troubles at all.
Yeah.
That. Yeah.
Well, maybe they... I don't know. Anyway, in relation to that, I don't know if you've got it on later on in the list, but there was a thing about, I think it only came out today actually, they were talking about the plans being in place to evacuate the Queen.
That is what I was talking about with the Queen.
Oh, right, okay.
May could call June election.
Sorry, I read that earlier and I only just got the pun.
What?
May could call June election.
It's not a pun, it's scarily actually. Probably it might happen.
Is June but call
a weird
July
thing
act?
Is that she wanted to extend Article 50 and then leave in April,
not
and
being
then
funny,
have
but
the June election.
Sky's being a bit lazy there with that particular wording. I mean, May could call an election.
No, I reword the headline so that there's some extra information, or it's just more.
Just interestingly though, as Prime Minister, could she call an election whenever she wanted to?
Not like immediately, there has to be a certain window for
well, I know she's got to give a certain amount of notice, but
yeah,
could she can. Is it basically up to her?
She can, but if she just kept going, well, I don't like that result, then people would get mad at her and just go fuck off.
Yeah,
you'd hope.
May determined to leave EU on time, you were mentioning that. Well, are the two mutually exclusive then? Could she... I take it you're not saying those two headlines aren't saying that she's determined to leave the EU on time and then she'll possibly call the June election.
What she's from the article I was reading, that's what she's basically planning to do.
Yeah.
There was, but like the EU's never going to negotiate that. So like getting rid of the backstop, and she's never going to get support for a deal. So it's no deal Brexit, then an election. That's not going to go down well.
The main thing that worries me about the Brexit thing is that if they can't get a majority for anything, worries me.
Yeah,
that's
the reality. That's the deadlock.
Because no deal isn't a choice, is it? It's the lack of a choice.
Some people seem to think it is, but like, it's really not a choice you want to make.
Even if it was, it's not one that you... Well, it's the default meaning that unless there's a majority for something else, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, if we just wait, but there's meant to be in that plan B. There's meant to have been that plan B thing, and the thing just seemed to be just doing what they said they were going to do anyway, and try and renegotiate it, have the EU reject that, and then just say, vote in my deal.
But even if they try their absolute damned hardest to get a majority for anything else, there's no guarantee they're going to succeed.
Yeah.
It's not like it's split easy, is it?
There's not a majority for May's deal. There's not a majority for people.
I mean, obviously, we're seeing a lot of Remainers and Brexiteers on TV at the moment, and I have heard the argument given that I don't think this is necessarily wrong, that Europe do have a history of basically waiting until the 11th hour when they're negotiating things. So they might be right. Europe might reverse on it, but I can't see how
they're
basically
playing a game of chicken with the future of our country.
But I don't see how it's possible that they can reverse on the backstop, because
like there's nothing else that like
it's the border.
They negotiated that for 2 years.
I mean,
didn't come up with anything better then. So why would they do that in the space of 2 months?
Would we leave
actually a month now?
Would we leave our border unprotected? Like
yeah, but. Well, it's either there's a hard border and a civil war probably gets started up again, because the IRA are making a bit of a comeback.
That's not the Sinn Féin. It's
a new one.
Is it called the new IRA or the real IRA? I don't know.
I think so.
Anyway.
I think Gerry Adams sort of cut ties to it because
that's
a bit shady.
I can't see why Sinn Féin don't get into fucking Westminster.
They could change it, but they have a sort of thing where, well, we're not actually British, so fuck you.
Yeah.
We're abstaining based on principle.
Yeah, they can't get a government together in their own
areas. But yeah, whatever. What are we on?
I don't know. Whose turn is it?
I think it's mine. Apple temporarily disables Facebook app on iOS. Now, I don't think this was related to the self-harm stuff. I think this was related to some issues to do with a rivalry between the two CEOs and
all right, because there was a FaceTime glitch, wasn't there?
Corporate stuff. What was that?
Well, apparently some teenager and his mum have been in touch with them to let them know, but they couldn't because they weren't developers. It took them another week to actually find out that it was true that
there's
you could spy.
Yeah,
on
I think that's what it was over
mics and cameras, and it was something to do with group chats. But you could not answer a group chat call or something, and still the other person would be able to access your mic and camera without you even knowing it.
Yeah. So I think that's what it was over. They have restored it, but there's a potential for a permanent ban, which could be a major blow to Facebook, because iPhone users are quite a lot of the mobile users.
Yeah. I keep forgetting who Cernit is.
Yours.
US Director of National Intelligence calls US-China rivalry ideological battle between authoritarian and liberal capitalism. Who's the liberal capitalist?
America.
Sorry.
Well, compared to China.
Well, I suppose, yeah, but I'd hardly call America liberal.
Yeah, but they have the sort of I think they're definitely more liberal than China.
Yeah. China's the ones that's got the social credit system, isn't it?
Yeah. But China is essentially a form of capitalism, and that's a form of authoritarian capitalism.
Yeah. These next two...
It looks like communism, but
these next two items I'm intrigued on.
Okay. 9/11 hearings dragging on in Guantanamo.
What the fuck? It's 18 years since 9/11.
Yeah, that's why it says dragging on. The investigation started 7 years ago.
Into what?
Hearings are only beginning to slightly come forward now.
I didn't even know Guantanamo was still allowed.
Cuba don't like the fact that it's still there. It's just like the US keeps paying rent to them and just like, you don't own that bit of land. Yeah, but we're paying you rent. It's like, you don't own that bit of land. We like it. Well, kind of. It's kind of a prison complex. But can we have it back, please? And it's like, nope. It's now our prison camp.
Well, maybe if it's not on US soil, they don't have to follow certain rules.
They don't have to follow certain rules because they're the fucking world police.
Have you seen Rendition, the film?
No.
Oh, you just gotta see it. Anyway, this other one, ICE is force-feeding hunger-striking immigrants in the US. I thought ICE was where they sent superhumans to prison in Marvel land. In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I thought ICE was the...
I don't know. Don't think so.
Unless it's based on something in real life.
But ICE, I can't remember specifically why it stands for, probably immigration something something. They're the ones that quite recently had a lot of publicity over locking kids up in cages.
Oh, right, okay.
To do with border security.
Yeah.
Which, it, I mean, you kind of know that you're the bad guys when you're force-feeding hunger strikers. But that's the wrong side of history there.
Yeah. Tories get biggest lead in the polls since the election. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, Labour's taken quite a hit because... Well, we'll come back to this later because I've got a bollocking. Corbyn's just being a bit sort of wishy-washy. DNA testing kit company handing over data to the FBI. That's scary.
That's not worrying at all, is it?
No. We're not living in a dystopian nightmare.
Corbyn calls for snap election to end austerity.
He's been doing that for months, but, you know, he's just doing it again. Security flaw allows for spying over 5G. That might be related to the FaceTime thing, but I didn't know 5G was rolled out yet.
They have fixed the FaceTime thing now.
All right.
Protesters flood the streets in Venezuela's capital. Yeah, that's a big thing.
They're kind of on the verge of a revolution, and I think the US threatened to get involved. I'm not sure if they did.
Have they not sort of effectively had it? It's just a case of getting the guy recognised. The guy that's, is it Guido?
Guido.
Yeah, he's declared himself. Was he second in command before?
He was his political opponent.
His opponent, right. He's basically declared himself the popular leader, hasn't he? And
A lot of the military support him. So.
But then also a lot of the rest of the world do as well, because he's actually not a knob jockey like them.
Yeah, not completely corrupt.
Chocolate wars.
Break out over the colour purple.
That's got to be Cadbury, is it?
Yeah, to do with trademarks and stuff.
Are they trying to trademark the colour?
I guess? I don't know. For a chocolate bar, maybe.
Mm. I can feel Starstuff itching to get in on the argument here. But she doesn't have a mic, so... Anyway, we're up over half an hour, so let's carry on. US and Russia break Cold War era... Yeah, that's great, isn't it? Nuclear treaty.
One that banned, I think it was, intermediate range missiles.
Well, there was one thing that... One interview I saw on this, which was actually taking a positive slant on it. Although, on the surface, the immediate news is obviously bad. The fact is that until now, China have actually not been a part of that nuclear treaty anyway, and they've been developing these weapons anyway that Russia and America had agreed not to.
Oh, so now they're in a cold war.
Well, what they're saying is that if the nuclear treaty can now be, negotiated and re-established, there's actually an opportunity now
From all the articles I saw, it didn't look like Russia wanted to get back in it.
No. But that was the point that if it did...
It's not a complete disaster.
If it did start up again, the chances are that China would be invited to participate, shall we say.
Saudi Arabia's riches emerge billions poorer after Crown Prince's crackdown on corruption.
Billions poorer?
Yeah.
Aw, diddums.
I think it was over 100 billion seized.
Okay.
It's half, it's corruption and they're having money taken away from them, but then it's going to Saudi Arabia, so it's like...
What is the artist formerly known as Prince going to be doing with the money that he's...
No, the Prince of Saudi Arabia, because they still have a fucking
effective
monarchy.
But what's he going to do with it? What's he going to do with it?
I don't know. Probably.
Because if he's just going to build a palace or...
He might use it to execute people, who knows? Or fund the Yemeni war.
Maybe he'll
buy weapons from us.
Buy Yemen or something.
Probably.
A new system has been unveiled to allow victims to challenge parole board decisions without court proceedings. That sounds pretty good.
Without court proceedings sounds a little bit ominous.
Yeah, but then court proceedings could be quite an effective barrier. No, it just says it allows them to challenge the decisions without court proceedings. It doesn't mean that they'll be overturned.
They don't get like an immediate veto on it.
What the hell? Police.
Yeah, I sometimes include a fun one. Police issue warning after 25-foot dragon causes chaos on Welsh Road.
Okay. Please explain.
That's all I read. I was just like, fucking, let's go then.
Okay. Well, we'll leave you to look that one up. It sounds intriguing. Secret plan in place to evacuate the Queen in worst-case scenario Brexit. Yeah, well, she's basically stood up and said, sort yourselves out and be nice to each other, please.
Oh, bastards.
Polar vortex, yeah, that was...
Delivers record-breaking colds in the US.
Yeah, that was...
I think it was in the Midwest, you couldn't even go outside for 5 minutes because it was dangerous to breathe. It was about minus 50 degrees Celsius.
Mm. But then I think, I mean, it's over now, I think, but it was supposedly going to... The temperature was going to rise by about 60 degrees in the space of a couple of days. Once the vortex disappeared.
That's climate change.
Yeah.
In action.
Although, Donald Trump was quoted as saying that we could do with some of this global warming to sort it out.
My fucking God.
No.
Die in a fucking hole, Donald Trump. Seriously.
Netanyahu's legal woes should be a boon for Israel's left, but they are plagued by infighting.
All the left parties across the world just seem to be infighting, whilst right populism just seems to just go creep in. I mean, the Tories are infighting, but yeah, when aren't they?
What's going to happen?
But that is over because the Oslo peace process, Oslo peace accords, didn't end the war with Palestine. Mm. I think they're still at war, technically. And they're still, like, making illegal settlements in the West Bank.
Shall we make some progress?
Yep. Democrats torn over Medicare for All ahead of 2020 election.
Medicare for All.
That's, like...
NHS.
Halfway NHS, I think.
Yeah. Maybe we could be selling some of our NHS to them.
Probably will be.
Mm. Rebel Labour MPs threatened to quit party and form a centre group. That's... Mm. Why don't they just join the Liberals?
Yeah, why don't... Yeah, just...
I mean,
be a Liberal
actually,
Democrat, that's basically what they're there for.
Why don't half of the Labour Party and half of the Conservative Party just join the Liberal Democrats instead? And then we'll have a decent middle-of-the-road party that's not pissing off anyone who's on the extremes.
Yeah, a third each kind of thing.
That would be sensible.
Yeah.
Rupert Murdoch wouldn't make too much money out of it.
Mm. It would just be statistics. We just made a decision based on statistics. That's not funny, it's just statistics.
Millennials pay.
Millennials pay is still stunted by the 2008 financial crisis. And yet people will still go, oh, well, you're just lazy and eating avocado toast. It's like, it's not even my generation. I mean, I don't even have a job, and I probably won't for a few years yet, at least. So, but I still get annoyed.
And we kind of covered this one a bit already. Venezuelan president's rival, Guaido, urges military defections amid protests, and I think he's had a few, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think the commander of the Air Force is now on his side.
Oh, is he? Because I think that was the one that was saying that the other guy was a traitor, wasn't it?
I can't remember.
I'm sure the Air Force guy was calling the Army guy a traitor a few days ago.
I think he might have switched, I'm not sure.
Anyway, Shall we move on to the next segment?
Yeah, let's do this a bit faster because we just talked for ages about each thing on that.
Yeah.
Okay, next thing. Okay, so the next segment is the bollocking.
The bollocking!
Which, as a zeitgeisty move, we're going to do it on Jeremy Corbyn. That's a
word. Who you put down on here as Jezza.
Yeah.
Because he's your mate, isn't he?
Well, we don't talk about that.
Have I uncovered some kind of secret in your dark closet?
I call him the Soviet love hammer. I don't know.
Speaking of which, don't you think Boris is a real kind of Russian name?
Yeah, but that's not really relevant.
No, it's not. Please.
Anyway, now I know he gets a lot of shit, and we were saying earlier that that is pretty much a double standard because, like, whenever someone just says, "Oh, well, he's not showing very good leadership," just like, have you seen Theresa May? Like, her party is falling apart, and still, this is the opposition. They're just all crumbling. But still, all the papers go, oh, it's Jeremy Corbyn. And the polls show that as well. Because people listen to
the
media.
Thing is, he was in a similar state, and if not similar, then probably actually worse, before the last general election.
Yeah, he's a very good campaigner, and Theresa May's a very shit one.
So maybe that's why he wants a general election, because he's...
But I don't see them getting anywhere if they don't oppose Brexit.
Yeah, but they would lose a lot of their own supporters if they opposed it.
Yeah, they're kind of caught in a Kafka trap. And then there's also...
You're being all intellectual on me, what's that?
I mean, it's technically incorrect because the actual Kafka trap is to do with the trial. That Pink Floyd song where you're in a legal process where you don't know the crime that you're being accused of or the legal process or anything about that. You just are being accused and you don't know how to get out. That's the story, roughly, of the trial.
Right, okay.
But it's sort of like if I said... like, I call you a hipster a lot, and then if I said hipsters always deny that they're hipsters, hipsters hate hipsters, and then if you said I hate hipsters, then you're a hipster, and you say, well, I don't hate hipsters, and then you're a hipster.
That's like the Salem witch trials.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so bollock him and then let's get on.
He's just a bit sort of just jam making person.
I love it when the press are hanging around outside his door and they catch him coming out after he's had his morning coffee on his way to Parliament. he's like got his little kind of train spotter's coat on and his flask and sandwiches under his arm, and he comes out of his little,
like, he looks house. Like someone who collects stamps.
Yeah, but you got to think to yourself, is that really him or is it an image that he's giving off, you know? Because you wouldn't, as leader of the Labour Party, he wouldn't want to be seen coming out of a 5-bedroom mansion, would he?
He does live on that. I think it's a compound.
Yeah.
No, it's an allotment.
Yeah. He lives on an allotment?
Yeah.
That's where they grow vegetables and have a shed and stuff.
He lives on an allotment, I think.
No, allotments are like land for growing vegetables in.
I don't know. He lived next to an allotment.
All right, that's quite likely. It looks like the kind of area that would have one.
Okay. But yeah, I just think, as well with the...
By the way, I have nothing against council houses. We live in one, so carry on.
As well with the anti-Semitism thing, I think... Like, I don't think he's an anti-Semite. I think a lot of that's exaggerated, but he's kind of just not done a good job at keeping it out of the party with other people in the party.
Yeah.
And there's been some unfortunate things where he's gotten mixed up with things that he probably shouldn't have.
Thing is, I'm going to come out on the other side a little bit and defend him a little bit. You're giving him a bollocking, and I can see your point. But at the end of the day, sometimes that thing where you say that he comes out of things not looking as good as he could, it's kind of, to me, I've grown to. I didn't used to respect that, but since all of this shit's been going on the last year or two, I've grown to respect that more, because it's almost like, to me, he just doesn't. He can't be asked for getting involved in the bullshit.
That Michael Gove speech, though, after the. I think the no confidence vote was called. It was just what had been said in the last election, pretty much.
I mean, they're
repeated with no actual reference to how good Theresa May would be good for Prime Minister, just saying, well, you can't do it because you're a terrorist.
I mean, I kind of get the point of all these people that was sort of pointing the finger at him, saying, well, look, you were the only one that wouldn't go and talk to Theresa May about this, these ideas, you know, Plan B and all that lot. But at the end of the day, you kind of got to respect that
just
kind
not
of.
Gonna
look,
get
what's
anywhere.
The fucking point? Like attitude
it's
to it.
It's just going to be bandying empty words.
Who the hell believes that you can actually have a reasonable conversation with Theresa May at all? Anyway, it's like
how
it'd be a waste of time.
He lied. It's just pointless. Anyway, there's one last segment. I'm going to try to go through this quickly because we're running quite over. Because we really like talking about the news.
Go.
Perspectives.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. I'm not quite sure how we do this, because
go to the Google News app.
Oh, I've got. Oh, it's in there, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's easy.
Google's not got an R in it. What is our perspectives article on this time?
The Venezuela thing.
Oh yes, Venezuela, which is a country in South America.
Well done.
Did you see that thing where there was a picture of I think it was the defense secretary holding a notepad with some information on it, one of which was it said something about Afghanistan, and then underneath it said something about deploying 5,000 troops to the Colombian border. Did you see that?
I wasn't listening.
Oh, you fucking knob.
I'm trying to type this in without auto-correcting to that.
Well, just hit enter then.
No, because it just does that. Fucking twat.
Just...
Yeah, there you
go. So I'm going to have to say it all again now, aren't I?
Okay. Well, yeah. We have to introduce the actual thing. Okay, so we're going to do our perspectives piece this time on the protests / revolution / coup d'etat in Venezuela. What were you saying? Well, that was trying to make it.
Yeah, clear. One of Trump's guys, I think it was the defense secretary, had a notepad under his arm. He was taking a picture taken by a reporter with a comment on it about sending 5,000 troops to the Colombian border with Venezuela.
Yeah, that's worrying. Because, you know, US intervention in governments has always gone well before.
Yeah, so all options on the table. Trump says all options are on the table. What does that mean?
It means nothing. It means that he's just going to say, oh, we're going to shower you. We might do something, which would be terrifying.
Who's this saying? Jeremy Corbyn has no idea what it's like for ordinary Venezuelans like me to live under Maduro's chaotic regime.
I think
The Independent.
After Maduro got elected.
Oh, yeah, because
Jeremy Corbyn congratulated him.
Yeah, that's backfired a little bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure if he'd quite gone as corrupt as he had now then.
But when something like that happens, the right wing press are ready to jump on it straight away, aren't they?
And a lot of people jump on the sort of, oh, well, Venezuela's a failed example of socialism. No, there's sanctions and oil crisis and all of that jazz, and also it's just to do with corruption.
And actually, does that not mean something positive for socialism, that Venezuela's a failed attempt? If it was a successful attempt, then we'd need to be worried.
Well, I guess it's the sort of thing where people say, well, it's destined to fail however you do it.
That's just defeatism.
But
I mean, it's...
yeah, there's examples where you could say that socialism has worked, it's just they'll never talk about it.
Can you claim that capitalism's worked?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of Michael Moore documentaries that would disagree with that statement, but yeah.
So what else have we got here? Al Jazeera, they're fairly neutral normally. Why Russia has so much to lose in Venezuela?
That's BBC News. I think that's possibly to do with oil.
Okay.
Read the sources from all of them.
Yeah, but...
So The Guardian, Chakrabarty defends Jeremy Corbyn's Venezuela remarks. I think she's a Labour MP. She might be.
Is she not something to do with Amnesty International?
She might be. I'll have a look.
She's Shadow Attorney General.
She's saying that he's a lifelong human rights defender, which I would say is probably an accurate statement given all his pacifist commitment.
Yeah, he's not. I know he's into nuclear disarmament, isn't he?
Which isn't popular, which I don't get, because. From Al Jazeera, did you say that? Guaido's silent on backing US military action.
Indeed. Guardian says Trump says all options on the table. And we did the independent one, didn't we?
Yeah, that's...
Turkey cool. warned. That's BBC again. Turkey warned over Venezuela gold trade.
I think there's a lot of trade partners there that are getting in a bit of shit because a lot of the world leaders are now denouncing Maduro.
Yeah, this thing on The Guardian saying what's happened in Venezuela is a coup. Trump's denial is dangerous. Well, what's a coup isn't necessarily a bad thing, is it?
No.
Depends on what caused it.
Oh, God. The Express back with their usual brand of clickbait shit. Labour MP sweats over grilling on support of Venezuelan socialists on Question Time.
Cares. If that's the Express under an article, let's just move along. Nothing to see here. Venezuela crisis. President Maduro holds firm in face of widespread condemnation. Sky News. So he's still there in place then?
Yeah, it's kind of a sort of... He's technically still the head of state. He still controls the government. He just is losing a lot of power from the military, and he'd lost pretty much backing from all the people.
The Telegraph says that Venezuela's crisis is fueling prostitution and sex trafficking on Spain's Costa del Sol.
Okay. I guess that's to do with, like, people going to Spain afterwards to get away from South America.
Maybe.
So, okay.
Telegraph.
Yeah, I don't really think they're the most reliable source.
No.
Guardian with US briefing. Brexit, brain drain, and Venezuela's future. That's just, I think, a general sort of summary of a US briefing.
Yeah, that's the one. Bolton flashes 5,000 troops to Colombian note as he announces new Venezuela sanctions.
Oh, that's the walrus guy, John Bolton.
The walrus guy?
He looks like a walrus. Look at that photo.
Yeah, I can
like
see
a
that.
Fucking walrus.
Coo-coo-coo-choo.
And then there's a bunch of stuff about basically he wrote, a book on economics that was basically sourcing Trump, I think, even though Trump had no source in the first place, and it was bullshit. Anyway,
is there much more on this?
And I think he was the one talking about the Iranian deal. I think it was the one that backed out of that.
Yeah.
What's that bullshit? Venezuela's Labour's blueprint for Britain.
Yeah,
that's what the Telegraph's saying.
Telegraph. Yeah.
Alexis Tsipras, that's Greek president.
Shameful
Prime Minister, I'm not sure. Of Venezuela's Maduro ignores the painful history of Greek military rule. Okay.
I don't see how any British newspaper can, in all conscience, criticise any other nation for ignoring their painful history.
Yeah. But, you know, they'll still do it.
Yep.
BBC with "Why You Grow Old Quickly" here. That's a quote from, I think, possibly a Venezuelan citizen. I'm guessing from stress.
Whoa. Sorry, I just saw that near the bottom of the mirror.
What?
Venezuelans sell hair and jewellery to flee 80,000% inflation hit country.
Yeah.
That's sad.
It's like Zimbabwe levels of inflation.
Yeah.
I think it was, you can only really get £2 out of a cash machine.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
And because of just how much that actually is in the Venezuelan currency.
Mm.
And also the Daily Mail with some more clickbait probably, but Nicolas Maduro will sell $640 million of Venezuelan gold to the UAE. I'm guessing that's to put their support. I mean, it's not a huge amount of money in terms of international budgets, but I guess it's a lot for just sort of...
I don't see why it matters. I mean,
well, it means that they're giving gold. That means that they're giving him money.
Well, selling it's not. Oh, right. I see what you mean. Yeah, they're giving him.
Yeah.
Well,
so that he can pay military more or something.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Venezuelan pirates, the new scourge.
I can see why some people would turn to piracy in that situation.
Yeah.
Trump says use of military force in Venezuela is still on the table. Again, really stupid fucking idea given every example in the last couple of decades.
Yeah.
And further back.
Anyway, I think we should be drawing to a close.
Yeah, probably.
So
with that Venezuela thing, I think a lot of people will just go, oh, it's socialism's fault, but no, that's just media hyperbole and shit like that, and I think they call it whistleblowing. No, dog whistling.
Okay.
I can't remember why. But anyway.
Anyway, indeed.
Yeah, that's gone to shit. Mainly because of corruption, I would say. Are we ready to do an outro?
Yeah.
I've been Firebolt.
I've been the Opener.
This has been a usually long one. We'll maybe try to go a bit shorter, but we'll just see what happens. If we just get carried away with discussing the news, then there's no reason why it can't be longer, I guess. We'll try and as much as possible to keep it under an hour. But bye.
Half an hour.
Under an hour.
Half an hour.
It's not going to get to half an hour.
No, but that was what we were supposed to be doing to start with.
Shh. We'll just keep escalating.
That was with like four or five different segments as well.
We were very quick form with that. We wanted to discuss it more.
Okay. Well, which maybe halfway in between.
I felt it was less pressure if we were allowed to discuss it.
Yeah. Well, maybe if we have a shorter list.
Okay.
Means
less work for me then.
Yeah. But, you know, more like... because to be honest, there was quite a few of those that were kind of overlapping in subject matter.
Yeah, some of them were progressions of the same story over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But anyway.
We'll sort
yeah.
it.
We'll bye. We down. Already did the outro. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. We'd really appreciate if you support us on various things, obviously subscribing on YouTube, Twitch, following us on Twitter or Facebook. We have a Discord server that you can join and talk to us and other people, and a website where you can check out blog posts.
And obviously this isn't free for us to run, so if you'd like to support us financially, we have a Patreon page where you can donate monthly and get subscriber rewards. We also have a Stream Elements tipping page where you can make one-off donations. The links are all in the description.
Farewell.
See you next time.